guess one thing that comes to mind is, so we've spoken of, well, we know why we believe in Bitcoin here on the podcast. I think everyone sat here knows, right? But when it comes to, say, a sports organization anywhere in the world, or even just a general organization anywhere in the world that is listening to this, and obviously, okay, they go, well, you know, it takes, for you guys have taken like having one, someone specifically dedicated to the role for adopting Bitcoin. And there are potential issues with accounting and all these different things, but obviously there's the good sides. What would you guys say have been like the, I mean, outside of the most obvious, I guess, which is like international fans and being able to accept international payments without pissing about with, you know, Swift and other issues, outside of those kind of two sides of things, what would you say like the biggest, what's been made easier by becoming more Bitcoin focused as a company and running on the Bitcoin standard? And then I guess follow up just to that is, if there's other people out there listening or sports organizations listening, you want to try and do this, you guys have been through all the, you know, lots of pitfalls and you know a lot basically compared to anyone else. So would you guys ever be, you know, would you encourage someone to reach out to you guys, or is there someone you'd say they should reach out to kind of discuss that?
We're open 24/7 just like Bitcoin, so send us a DM on Twitter. More than happy to chat to any sports organization. The quicker we onboard more teams, the better for the Bitcoin sports league, the better for the network, the better for the community, the better for the globe. Bitcoin's improved efficiencies across the board, and even just small wins. We'll go back to with players. So we have international players that come to Perth that need to set up an account for us to pay them in previously. So they would look, Google Westpac branch, okay, go there. They realise it's an ATM. Oh, didn't realise, can't open an account. Then they'll go downtown, walk into a branch. The branch will say, oh, we need your mother's original birth certificate. It's like, what the fuck for? Well, to open an account with us. So then they go back home, the waste of the day, walking around trying to open a fiat bank account, and then they've got training that night, and then just not in the headspace because they've just been dicked around trying to open a bank account. It takes them the best part of a week to open a bank account. They finally do it. They give us their details. The bank account's different to who we bank with. It takes another 4 days before the transaction can be complete. For the best part of their first 2 weeks in Australia, we can't pay them. And the players just had a really, really bad experience. Again, look at Lightning payments. If anyone's run a small business and had a point of sale system and had a transaction for even whether it's a cup of coffee and it's what's a cup of coffee? $5, and they need to wait 4 days for it. And then when the money finally comes into their account, they see that the point of sale system's taken 3% off them. You start calculating 3% on every transaction and compare it to the Lightning Network, and then start multiplying that by 1 year, on 2 years, on 3 years in terms of your savings. And suddenly you realize why you need to start operating on a Bitcoin standard or making that first step to accepting Bitcoin payments. There's just all those little efficiencies that even if you took and looked at in isolation, there's good enough reason to make some sort of adjustment to the way your business operates, straight away just on those.
Well, the message here to all the other sports teams is like, listen into what you just said. Makes getting payments easier.
But start today, because this will be dictated by the players moving forward. It's not Perth Heat dictating this. Within years, players will be demanding that their organisation pays them in Bitcoin. So the quicker you make the change, the better your organisation will be moving forward, because you'll understand and you have the processes in place. Obviously, as time passes, the education, the playbooks will be out there for people to cut, paste and follow. But the quicker you can immerse yourself in this as an organisation, the better you've got chance of a long-term success for your organisation winning championships. Pretty good time to buy at the moment, I would have thought. You start hodling those coins, I think it's going to be a pretty good war chest in the future to continue momentum as a championship winning team.
And I would add to that, we have gone on during this podcast and in just some of the complexities that have come with operating on a Bitcoin standard, obviously not every organization is going to start like that. You don't have to. And now, although it seems complex to do a number of these things like paying players in Bitcoin and putting it on the balance sheet and things like that, it has never been easier, which is really a testament to the talent in the space. It's never been easier to just get started accepting Bitcoin payments. If you can sign up for an email as a business, you can start accepting Bitcoin. So there really is no excuse there. And as soon as you do get that initial interest, right? As soon as you just sign up, I'm going to take Bitcoin payments. As soon as you get that interest, that little bug, you know, you start to put the pieces together, and that just drives that the want to figure out more and to learn more. And then that takes you deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole. And, you know, before you know it, you go from signing up for that Bitcoin payments provider to, you know, 12 months later, you are, you know, you're going to be fully orange pilled. So I would say to companies, businesses, big and small alike, it's just, it's never been easier to dip your toe in the water and sort of see what all the buzz is about, because, you know, you just need those. Sometimes you just need that, the physicality of those early wins of just saying, like, I don't understand how Bitcoin payments work. You know, I've heard it takes 10 minutes. There's something about a block. I got to do something with magic internet numbers. Like, I don't get it. Or you could just have a Lightning payment and have it instantly show up. And there's no sort of counterparty risk in there. You get your money instantly. There's no way to charge it back or anything like that. People get that. Like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, that actually works better. Actually, that's quicker than what we were using before with the FPOS machine or the debit machine or whatever it is. And those little wins, they start to stack up pretty quickly.
Now, one great thing about Bitcoin is that you never stop learning, and you know, you just always tons of new stuff to learn about in Bitcoin. So, you know, as an organization internally, do you regularly have this like list of seminars, workshops where you know always talk to your players, staff about you know the best you know Bitcoin safety practices? You know, obviously you can boarding accidents. You know. How to handle private keys, you know, how to, you know, the best wallets to use. Do you always have these conversations, or do you have them on a case, let's say the you know, player comes to you, staff come up to you and say, hey, this is a problem I have, or do you have this, do you constantly have these discussions based on maybe new things you learned, you know, just to keep them updated? And you know, since you're now operating on the Bitcoin standard, obviously there has to be some kind of, you know, best Bitcoin press, you know, best practices, you know, you can suggest, you know, hey, and don't keep your coins on exchanges, or, you know, always, you know, take them, you know, put them on a custodial wallet. Do you have these, you know, conversations?
Absolutely. The conversations don't stop. The conversations between Patrick and I don't stop, you know, in terms of me improving my knowledge. It, I don't think we've even scratched the surface in some ways in terms of the education. And we'll continue to you know do that throughout throughout our team and our players and our staff, and it's important we provide that that resource to them.
Yeah, and I would just add to that, what is really important is the same thing that we're doing, you know, that we're sort of outwardly projecting, wanting to reflect the best of what Bitcoin has to offer and try and keep people at least what we think is the safest, best path forward in the most honest and transparent way that we can. We're trying to do that within the company as well, right? Steve, as the CEO of the company, your responsibility is the health of the organization. And it does us no good. Nothing good comes from someone inside of the organization having a bad experience. And we understand that for a lot of the people in the organization, this is the first, initially when we had these conversations and they were learning these things, that this is their first exposure to this. And it's going to take a little bit of time. And they need to learn this so that they can build conviction so that when moments like this happen, that they are happy with the decisions that they've made and the security that they have taken. So I would say it's been paramount inside of the organization to make sure that we are high on education and that it is presented in a way that isn't overwhelming. You know, going back to that, really the translation part or the translator part of being a chief Bitcoin officer is making sure that you are reaching the audience where they are, you know, really speaking to them as to what level they are operating to. Like, you're not going to lead with being a sovereign individual and not having the government confiscate your funds, right? Like, that's not what was problem number one inside of the organization day one. It was like, okay, I'm going to get paid. I don't understand how do I get the things, you know, like, How do I get the coins? It's like, okay, no, it's not really coins. That's just a name. It's like those things and having those conversations, you have to have the ability to recognize all of the different levels and be prepared to not dumb it down, but make it as simple as possible and as easily digestible as possible. And that will never stop. Like, of course, we are developing best practices inside of the organization for people that are new. And every year, like we said, how things are going to be different 30 days from now, 90 days from now. The next year after this initial season has finally come and passed, and the players have gone through this entire process of onboarding, we're going to have a much clearer picture In 2023, we are going to be streamlined like you wouldn't believe, because we will have gone through all of these things and had all these discussions and seen the problems that arise and come up with the best practices. And, you know, that's what we've done even in the small business world. Like, you know, you mentioned teams reaching out and getting in touch with us. Like, we are constantly in these meetings with companies that have these questions. And we're developing behind the scenes our own sort of handbook, our own playbook as to what do you do if you're a certain size organization and maybe you don't have access to all the resources that larger companies do. What are some of the paths that you can take, and what are some of the pitfalls that you can avoid that we have gone through? Because it's like, what's the point of us doing the work if we're just going to shelter it for ourselves and just keep it here and not let anybody see so we can get somehow get ahead of the competition? It's like, no, we want the rising tide to lift all boats, right? It's like, we've done the work. You shouldn't have to now. It's like, you should at least be able to avoid this so that you can help us, right? We want to get everybody up to speed as quick as possible so that the best idea wins. Like, we don't want people left behind thinking that, you know, they're not going to get as good of the ideas that we had because we put in the work or the research. It's like, no, that work is done. Now make it available, right? Be as transparent as we possibly can be. So the education is just is paramount, and hopefully we'll never stop.
I'm sold. If I had a sports team, I'd be setting up a separate call with you boys. So it's I think you've done a good job, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, you've done a good job in presenting the realities of the situation. Like, yeah, there's some things you've got to work out, and if you want to go full way, but also like you can just dip your toe quite easily and kind of take it from there. And once you do that, you'll begin to understand the value more and more as well of that. I think really, yeah, especially as you said, for like international play, if you're bringing international players in, you've got international fans, those two things you can massively increase just by accepting Bitcoin, because it makes life so much easier. It's like when if you go to El Salvador and you get there and you actually realize, oh well, I don't really need any real dollars or anything. I just kind of rock up with my phone and just go beep beep and just pay for everything, and it makes life so much more easy. So yeah, I think it's awesome.
I did have one question. I know you guys are super focused on Bitcoin, but do you accept any other cryptos or stable coins or anything like that, or is it Bitcoin only?
We're the Bitcoin baseball team. We're not a shitcoin sports team.
That's it. Yeah. Bitcoin.
I think that's a pretty good note to end on, to be honest. I appreciate you guys coming on. It's been really interesting. It's been very different for our conversations to like talk to a sports team, an organization that's going through really like full on adopting Bitcoin in every aspect of the business. So it's been fascinating for me, for sure. And I'm sure it has been for all the listeners. You guys, is there anything you want to, is there anything you want to plug before we head out at all? Is there anywhere people can get hold of you guys, where they should be following you? Let everyone know.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, all the regular channels. So our website, which is perth8.com.au, and there's a tab at the top which has Bitcoin and leads you through to some of our Bitcoin pages. Obviously on Twitter at perth8. We're actually running a competition at the moment, globally for fans or the network to design our Bitcoin jersey for this season. And that competition actually closes next week. So if you've got a couple of design skills and you're good with some crayons or a texter, get designing. There are no rules for this competition. It's pretty simple. What's your interpretation of the Bitcoin baseball team, and what would you like to see? A jersey, put something on paper and send it through to us. So you can find those links through the website. Continue to support us throughout the course of the season. There's a fair bit of pressure on us now to win the championship. As we know, Bitcoin always wins, and the Bitcoin baseball team can't finish second. So we're geared up for a championship season and looking forward to it. So thanks for your interest in the story. Thanks for chatting to us. We'd also like to congratulate yourselves and BitRefill on the wonderful work you've pioneered throughout the over the years as well, and that's been awesome to follow as well. So we'd like to thank everyone for their support.
I was going to ask how to get my hands on a jersey, but it sounds like I should wait until the contest is over.
Now we've certainly got jerseys online at the moment, which you can purchase. Design your own. I'd love to see one coming from yourself in the coming days. Let's see what you've got in the design space, and bring something together or bring something to life for us. That'd be awesome.
If it's down to me, it's gonna be a Stickman t-shirt probably.
Bitcoin wizard.
MS Paint. Yeah, just shove the Bitcoin wizard on there.
That's it. It becomes iconic.
Design done. Thanks guys for coming. It's been great. Honestly, I've really enjoyed it, and it's been great to meet you guys. And if I'm ever in Australia on the other side of the world, then I need to drop by. It'd be cool to make a pilgrimage just to head over and watch a game and kind of talk to people and use Bitcoin and get a jersey. So hopefully I can add that to my bucket list. But yeah, everyone out there listening, we hope you've had an awesome time as well. And I hope that you guys have an awesome day, week, month, year. Keep being happy, keep loving life, keep supporting Perth Heat, and keep buying Bitcoin. And we'll see you all soon. Take care.